Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. 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 Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My Savior, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Provider, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Waymaker, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I love him, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your unmerited favor. Thank you for your love that never fails, your love that never runs out on us, your love that consistently reigns upon us each and every day. And so as we come before your presence with singing on this morning, we call on the name of your son, Jesus Christ, because there is power in his name. You said in your word that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, that every knee is subject to the name of Jesus. There is absolutely power in his great and wonderful name. Not only is there power in his name, but there is healing in his name as well. For he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. There's power in his name. There is healing in his name because he died on the cross for our sins. When we were far from the peaceful shore, when we were yet without strength, Christ loved us so much that he sacrificed his only his life. You sacrifice your son's only life that we might have life, and that more abundantly. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's also peace in the name of Jesus. We can find peace and we can find safety in his name. The songwriter said your name is a strong tower. The righteous can run into your name and we can find safety. It does not matter where we're at. It doesn't matter what's going on in our lives. If we just have the audacity and the boldness to call on the great and wonderful name of Jesus. I've heard many testimonies of those that were in the midst of an accident. They foresaw that the accident was about to occur. And the only thing that they were able to muster up in their soul was to cry out the name of Jesus. And many have stated in their testimonies to the Lord that they don't remember anything after calling on the name of Jesus. But once everything subsided, once the accident completed, they were able to walk out safely. Some of them didn't have any hurt, harm, or danger, no injury. God, when we call on your great name, God, there is protection. There is safety, God. Even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of destruction, there is safety in the name of Jesus. So we call on your great name this morning. There's power in your name. There's healing in your name. There's safety. There's peace in your name. Oh, God, and not just those things, but there is joy in the name of Jesus, because with joy can we draw from the wells of salvation. You provide us salvation, and as long as we tap into you, God, you are the joy of our strength, and you are the strength of our lives. God, in the midst of, oh, God, hardship, Habakkuk cried out to you in a song. While the nation of Judah, oh God, was being put under subjection under the evil hands of Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians, God, he sung out this song, God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet and allow me to walk upon mine high places. He told his singers to sing the song of praise, that the God that we serve is our strength. We may be weak, but when we are weak, we are made strong, because our God is mighty. Our God is a strong tower. Our God is omnipotent. Our God is cannot be defeated in any area. Our God never fails. Our God is our strength. And God, whenever we need strength, that's all we have to do is tap into you. The writer said, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. God, it's not because it's of our own power and it's of our own might, but it's because of you, God, that our strength is renewed, because we're waiting on you. God, we don't have to run to anyone else. We don't have to find anything else. We don't have to go to any picker-uppers, Lord, that give you a temporary fix or a temporary strength. But, God, you are our strength. God, when the enemy comes up against us like a flood, you are our strength. When the enemy forms weapons against us, you are our strength. When there is sickness in our bodies, oh, God, the hands of the enemy or flesh afflicts our body. God, you are our strength. God, if we're battered, beaten, and worn, God, and the enemy has beaten us to a pulp and we think that we're about to lose our mind, God, you are our strength. Strength like no other. And because you are a strong tower, you are powerful. Because you are our joy. Because you are our healer. Because you are our way maker. Because you are our deliverer. We can declare this morning that you are our strength. And so we cry out the name of Jesus. For there's no other name under heaven by which men shall be saved. Save the name of Jesus. And so we gratefully call on that name this morning, because we need your help today. We need your strength today. We need your power today. We need your deliverance today. We need your healing, oh God, today. We need restoration from you, oh God, today. And as I preached on Sunday, you see where we at. You know what's going on. And God, you're not just going to stand idly by. But God, you're going to act on behalf of your people, because we belong to you. You see what we're doing in our lives, whether we're sinning or doing those things that are right. God, you know just what we need and more, and you even know what's going on in our bed chambers, Lord, in our most darkest places. God, you know what's going on. And Lord, when we're outside of your will, you're going to act, because God, you desire to have a relationship with us. And God, there is no fellowship between darkness and light. There is no fellowship between clean and unclean. God, you can't have fellowship with us if we're outside of your will. So you're going to act so that you can draw us back to you. And if we're in your will, God, you see what's going on in our lives. And you won't allow the enemy to afflict us more than we can bear. I'm so grateful, Lord, that you gave the devil limitations on what he can do to Job. That just lets me know that the enemy can't do anything he wants to me, but he only can do what you ordain for him to do. The trials
and the struggles and the challenges that I have in my life, God, that come my way. Oh, God, it's because you know that I have the ability to be able to bear it. You won't put no more on me than I can bear. You told the devil he could not touch Job's body. So during the first round, he touched everything else besides Job's body. Then he begged of God. He said, can I afflict his body? He'll curse you if you allow me to afflict his body. And Lord, you gave him the go-ahead to afflict his body, but he could not take his life. And when he afflicted his body, Lord, Job was able to bear it, Lord. We go through many different storms in our lives that we may not comprehend. Lord, we're living the life. We're doing what you told us to do. We find ourselves tithing. We find ourselves giving. We find ourselves faithful to you, God. And then things come our way, God, that take us out of our comfort zone and make us question, Lord, whether we are doing the right thing. Oh, Lord, I'm so grateful, Lord, that you've given us the understanding that, Lord, if you brought us to it, oh, God, you can bring us through it. Oh, God, he that have begun a good work in you is able to perform it. God, so you won't put nothing more on us, no more on us than we can bear. And if you allow us to get to it, God, you're going to bring us through it. So, God, I'm grateful this morning that you see, that you know, and that you will act. And, Lord, that applies to America. Oh, God, you see that we have fallen short of your glory. As a nation, we've turned our backs on you. No longer are we a nation that believes in God, we trust. But, Lord, we're living in a nation today that's doing those things that are right in their own eyes. And, Lord, in our flesh, there is absolutely no good thing. And so, Lord, we pray for mercy on America. That you would, God, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us for turning our backs on you as a nation. Forgive us, oh God, for failing to acknowledge you, God, failing to surrender to your will. God, forgive us for turning our backs on the motherless. Forgive us for turning our backs on the fatherless. God, forgive us for turning our backs on those that are in need, God. You bless this nation because we came to the rescue of those that were in need, not just outside of America, but also in America as well, Lord. And we have fallen away from our first love. The things that we did that you blessed us to be able to do. So, Lord, call us back to you. Send a revival across America even now, Lord. We understand, God, that the man that is in office right now, oh, God, is in office because you ordained it to be. And, Lord, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that, Lord, you are doing this so that you can get our attention. You said, if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven. Then you would forgive our sins. Then you would heal the land. Lord, you're looking for your people to get back to praying. So here we stand in the gap for America. We intercede on behalf of America. Lord, the land needs healing. Lord, there's earthquakes in diverse places. Lord, I saw a warning yesterday on my phone, God. Oh, God, that there was a tornado warning, a tornado went through Chicago, Illinois. Lord, I've heard of snow being in Chicago, and I've heard of rain being in Chicago, but, Lord, I've never heard a tornado going through the area of Chicago. Lord, we are living in perilous times, and the earth is moaning and groaning for your return. And, Lord, I'm moaning myself. And I'm groaning myself for your soon return. God, I understand that you've been noting me, that you put on notice that you're coming back soon a long time ago. But, Lord, the time is drawing near. We pray for America today. God, I ask that you would remember that there is still a remnant of your people in the land. God, don't consume. Please don't consume the land because your people will fall prey, oh God, to your wrath. Oh God, have mercy, God, upon America. Have mercy upon those in the White House. Have mercy, God, upon those in Congress, those that are in high office, oh God, that are leading the nation away from you. Even us as churchmen and churchwomen. Lord, we agree with certain things, Lord, if it satisfies us. But help us to hold on to the true principles of holiness and all of our interactions and all of our dealings, oh, God, in all of our ways. We need you, God, today. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. At the mention of your name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. We bless you, Lord, this morning. We cry out your name because that's the only name we know that can redeem, the only name that we know that can save, the only name that we know that gives us the way, the truth, and the life. So, God, we ask that you would bless us, Lord, today, that you would lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you allow your blood first to cover us, Lord, and if there's anything in us that's unlike you, allow your blood to saturate us and allow your blood to wash us and purify us and make us holy and acceptable for you, God, which is our reasonable service. And then, God, we ask you to be our strength on this day, that as we fast and we put our flesh under subjection, Lord, it is our desire that you will get the glory out of our lives, get the glory out of our walk, get the glory out of our talk and our discussions, get the glory out of our actions and everything that we do, God. Help us to acknowledge you so that you will direct our pathways. Lord, we need your help today so that we will be able to walk in victory and not walk in defeat. We love you. We magnify you. And we glorify your name this morning. Well, we declare right now that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We rejoice that in it because you alone are our God. And so bless us, Lord, are our prayer. In Jesus' precious name, we say thank God, amen and amen.